Republic Broadcasting Network.
Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. We will take calls after the next break at 877-488-5350. My guest today is Julia Chopic, S-C-H-O-P-I-C-K. She is a patient advocate and the author of Honest Medicine, effective, time-tested, inexpensive treatments for life-threatening diseases. Her website is honestmedicine.com. And we were talking a bit about antibiotics, and I think there's a difference between plant-based items and as opposed to chemical-based things that that doctors would like to give to us. And I believe that our bodies do not recognize chemicals. I believe that they just don't recognize it as something organic and something that the body can use and incorporate and just recognize.
You probably are right. You know, there is a time and a place for some of these things. For instance, if I had a raging infection, maybe an antibiotic is appropriate, but not for all the things they're given for. I mean, they're given prophylactically, which means, you know, just sort of like angel dust when people have, dental work. They'll give and I'm like, why, you know? And this is what's causing this antibiotic resistance. And by the way, when you take an antibiotic, you are also killing the good things in there. That's why you really should be taking a probiotic at the same time, like Acidophilus.
Right.
And most doctors don't tell people that. But I do agree with you that more natural is better. But when you do need one, it seems to me that you should be doing things to make it so that the harm is not as great.
Sure. And that does, as you say, kill the good bacteria in your gut, which is basically where your immune system operates. And so
that's right.
Would you... Yeah, so maybe all these antibiotics that people take for every single thing that happens to them also has an effect on the immune system and causes the incidence of Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and all these other things.
You know, you could really be right, because God knows, excuse me for saying, but God knows what these very difficult drugs do. I mean, for instance, a drug like Cipro, which is one of the drugs they give, you know, kind of, I think, a little bit too easily. I actually spoke with somebody who got permanent nerve damage from it. And this is, you know, some of these drugs can cause permanent damage. And this is the bad thing. You know, that you can have your life ruined. Now, obviously, and sometimes they help, you know, but you should be aware of the downside.
Sure. And I still think even for certain infections, like bladder infections and things, there are other things that you can do that are more natural that work just as well and don't have any of the side effects.
Yep. I think you're absolutely right. And there are things like D-mannose is one of them. That, urinary tract infections, and most doctors don't know about it. I have one friend, one of the writers of a chapter in Honest Medicine, who had a recurring urinary tract infection, and all the antibiotics in the world didn't help it. And then she talked with a holistic doctor, and he told her about D-mannose powder, and that knocked it out. You know, so... You're right. There are a lot of natural things. And you know what? I hope for the day will come when there'll be such a thing as more integrative doctors, you know, who can use the conventional when it's necessary and also no alternative. I mean, you've got to get there.
That would be a very good system. All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Shopik. She is the author of Honest Medicine. Her website is honestmedicine.com. And you were talking about probiotics, and those are readily available. I mean, I drink kombucha every day. In fact, I'm drinking a bottle of it right now. I make my own sauerkraut. And what else do I make? I make all kinds of stuff.
And you are probably healthier because of all this.
I'm sure of it.
I'm sure you are.
Yes, yes. Okay, talk to us about, and we do have some callers lining up, but let's take a call. Ben, will you talk to us about this wonderful, wonderful diet?
Yes.
All righty, let's take.
I'd love to. I'm sorry, go on.
Hello?
Let's take a caller, and then we'll talk about that diet. Okay, let's take Werner in Canada.
Good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon. I should call you Dr. Chopik.
Oh, no. My dad, actually, since he wasn't crazy about doctors, he'd be okay.
Well, to say, if somebody else calls you Dr. Chopik, they can't drag you into court for it.
You're right, Werner. You're funny.
No, you brought up some very important points about the human immune system. And I was listening to the first part, and then I had to make a phone call, so I missed the second part. And at the time, I wrote a few words down. Food, affects the human immune system, and especially the GM-modified food and all the chemical additives that have been added in the food processing.
Yes.
They become suspect.
Yes.
In messing up the flora or the microbial life in the digestive tract, especially in the large intestine, which is very vital for the maintain the immune system.
It's terrible.
Another one is the water, like chlorinating drinking water, and I don't know what fluoride is doing to the microbial life. It sure will be very conducive to it, for healthy microbial life. Then the air we breathe, and what does it in the summer when there is a smog alert, when there are high concentration of nitrogen oxides and ozone in the air?
Yeah.
They are highly corrosive and highly sterilizing, and what we breathe in, it does a damage to the lungs, to the cardiovascular system, and hopefully most of it is being extruded through the alimentary and through the urinary tract. And,
Werner, you know so much about the body and medicine. Are you in the profession?
No.
Self-educated.
I'm a Johnny come lately.
Oh, well, you come lately beautifully. You know a lot.
Well, as I say, you know, anybody can do it, you know, and there's a challenge to be put out to the people that have a higher IQ than I do to finally start applying themselves and paying attention to the things that are important for us.
Yes.
Instead of losing themselves in superficiality and wasting their time and wasting their mental energy on nonsense.
Good points. But you seem to have really done a lot of studying, for which I commend you.
Well, thanks to the Internet, it's all available there. And people, they better ditch their television and their radio and start going right to the sources of the information.
You know,
one thing that might be, you know, it has been very helpful, the Western A. Price Foundation.
Oh, yes. Can you tell people a little bit about it?
Well, I just came across it there last year. And basically, Dr. Western A. Price, he was about 80 or 90 years ago, he was a dentist. And
he
wanted to find out what was causing all the deformation of the jaws in people and the dental problems and so. And he had a hunch, so he started traveling around the world and studying people that still live in the traditional way with their traditional diets, like native people in the north and different parts of the earth, or in remote alpine valleys there in Switzerland. And he could not find any of those problems there that the people encountered, had become part of the so-called civilized society.
And I forget which book it was in, Werner, but there were pictures, actually, of people's jaws, because that, of course, he was a dentist, right?
Yeah.
From the different places, and you're absolutely right. He found that those who were, should we say, infected, or is that the wrong word,
it was infected. Came up with another theory.
Right.
For mass societies, what has been all through the human existence has been a scourge, disease outbreaks.
Yeah.
And what I have been documenting, exposure to to powerful sterilizing gases.
Yeah.
Like ozone and nitrogen dioxide gases, and there are probably some others. They have one detrimental effect. Exposure to them, it puts the tissue temporarily in shock. And when this happens time and time again, then the center portions of the faces will shrink. The eyes go more narrow together. The jaws, the teeth will get crowded.
And it's a mess.
And it has some effect on the brain.
Yeah.
Like the frontal lobes and so on. But this is something on the sideline that should be maybe in any kind of research should be considered.
I think you're absolutely right. You have a wealth of information, Werner. Thank you so much for sharing it. It was wonderful.
Well, yes. Look.
Do you have a question, Werner?
I have a couple more, and this is about the vaccines. And this might be worthwhile looking into Dr. Natasha Campbell-McBride, who is reversing autism in children. They developed it after after being vaccinated. And some of those vaccines, they basically do damage to the lining of the, especially the large intestine. So toxins from inside the large intestine, they end up in the bloodstream and in the brain, and they cause havoc there.
Right. Yeah, we addressed vaccines, and definitely they certainly do cause a problem. And many people, many doctors have done research in this area, and yet people still allow their infants to be vaccinated, and I just cannot understand why they would do this to their children without even looking into it.
And when it comes to microwaving food, for thousands of years,
also,
people have cooked their food when they didn't need it raw. They cooked it on with infrared heat. It's a different electromagnetic spectrum, and there's something like electromagnetic chemistry. If you expose any kind of organic matter to a different frequency, it will cause different chemical reaction in that food.
Right, right. Yeah, we talked about that. Okay, well, thank you so much, Werner, for your very informative phone call.
Well, I hope it helped. Thank you.
Take care. All righty. Tell us about this wonderful diet. It's a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet, and it actually has been around for quite some time.
Yeah, the ketogenic diet is what you're talking about, of course, for pediatric epilepsy. And as you pointed out, it's been around for, you know, since the 1920s that we know of, at the Mayo Clinic, at Johns Hopkins, and then in the 40s and 50s, what do you think became invented but anti-seizure medications, and doctors stopped prescribing the diet. Almost, not all of them, but most of them. Then in 1993, this is the one hero of my book who is a non-doctor, and I purposely chose him. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy, Jim Abrams. I don't know if you remember the Airplane movie, you know, the comedy with Leslie Nielsen and Hot Shots. Well, Jim Abrams is the person who wrote, directed, and produced these movies. They're funny movies. Then in 1993, something not so funny happened to Jim, and that was that his son Charlie was 1 year old and developed what we call intractable seizures. That means one seizure after the other after the other. And, of course, Jim had a lot of prestige and a lot of money, so he went to the best of the best of the best doctors. I put that in quotes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of them just kept giving little Charlie more and more medications, more anti-seizure drugs. And there's a video that is, there's a link to it from my book, Honest Medicine, that shows Charlie literally in a harness because he was so drugged up at 1 year of age, bumping into walls because he had, you know, he was so drugged up. I know. So Jim, it was like the doctors told Jim that this was going to be the way it was. And he wrote a chapter in my book, and it starts out with the doctor's report of how this child was going to just, you know, that there was nothing left to try, basically. And Jim went to the library. This was, of course, before internet, you know.
Sure.
And he was just looking up, as he tells me, how were we going to live with this horrible illness? And what did he find? But he found this diet. And he started, you know, he started making copies of 1920, 1930, 1940 studies, you know, 1950, and I have all of them, by the way. If people want to write to me at julia@honestmedicine.com, I can email you the links to all of these, you know, small studies from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all the way up. And Jim brought these to his doctor, and I'll tell the rest after the break.
Okay. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Julia Shopik. She is the author of Honest Medicine, and her website is honestmedicine.com. And you talk about in your book that this ketogenic diet has basically been around for a lot longer than the other three things that you discuss. And yet the doctors that are educated now, not only don't they still take the Hippocratic Oath, which one of our listeners said, they don't learn anything about diet, which is crazy because that's one of the first things that you would look at when looking at a person's illness, I would think.
You're absolutely right. And I was telling the story about Jim Abrams, and he brought all this wonderful information about the diet to his doctors. And what do you think the doctor said? Don't try it. It won't work. And Jim is almost embarrassed to say that he listened to them, and he didn't go right away for the diet, and he allowed Charlie to have an operation on his brain that did not work. And then Jim said enough, and he took Charlie to Johns Hopkins. He was put on the diet. 48 hours later, he stopped having seizures. And the wonderful thing about Jim is that, well, first, of course, he was delighted, and then he got mad. You know, why did it take this long for me to find out, you know, all about the ketogenic diet? So he started to educate the public. And you can go to Charlie Foundation, Charlie with an IE, foundation.org, and there you will find that he has loads of information about the diet, including including a link to a video of Meryl Streep, a friend of his, is Meryl Streep, talking about the diet. And Meryl Streep also did a movie called First Do No Harm, ironically, which is about, she played the mom of a kid with epilepsy who needed the ketogenic diet, and the rest is kind of history. And Jim contributed a chapter to my book, and so did two parents whose children were helped by the diet. But you're right, the doctors don't look at diet. And this is a diet that is very interesting because, as you said, it's very high fat, very low carbohydrate, very low protein. And, you know, as far back as the Bible, Jesus was known to have said, you know, that he cured a child's epilepsy, seizures, with fasting and prayer. And, of course, you can't fast forever, you know, to get rid of seizures. But ketogenic diet, it has the same effect as fasting. And loads of kids have just become seizure-free using this diet. And we're hoping, Jim is hoping, I'm hoping, you know, he's fantastic. He does seminars, he does conferences on the diet. And he's getting the word out there. And just like I was talking about Facebook, you know, with there are blogs about parents and their success with this diet. And the word is not only spreading, but it's going viral, you know. And more parents are saying, this is what I want to try. And now there are over, I believe it's 150 hospitals in this country that administer the diet. And Jim surprised me. He sent me a list of diets of facilities all around the world where people can get the ketogenic diet. And by the way, it does have to be started in the hospital, because if it's not, you know, they absolutely, I don't want any parents out there who have kids with epilepsy, oh my goodness, I'll just start giving fats. The diet has to be calibrated to each child for their weight, for their activity level. And, you know, this is one area where where it is necessary to go to the hospital, but not for long. Once a child is regulated, the parents, they consult with the dietitians, and, they can do the diet at home. And there are some wonderful stories in Honest Medicine, about parents and how they got the diet. And you know something, Deanna? It was not easy. Their doctors did not say, oh yes, go right ahead. There was a lot of resistance, but these parents persevered, and their children are better now. One of them, unfortunately, she's better. Julie McCauley, her mom writes about her, but because of the anti-seizure medication that she took, that phenobarbital, it caused something called Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Remember we talked about bad side effects of drugs?
Yes.
And she ended up with blindness in one eye. You know, oh, God.
Oh, bless her heart.
I know. It's just so sad. But there is a video on charliefoundation.org of her talking and singing. It's wonderful. She's an inspiration. So parents are finding out about it. Kids are getting better. And the more kids are finding out about it through my book, are finding out about it through my books, makes me so happy.
Oh, yes.
So it's a fabulous diet. It's a fabulous, fabulous story and a fabulous diet.
And you say it's high fat and low carbohydrate. And yet we've been kind of schooled to get rid of the fats and this is just not the case.
No.
We do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our guest today is Julia Shopek, and her website is honestmedicine.com. She is the author of Honest Medicine, and we're talking about foods and how we've been really kind of brainwashed to get rid of the fats in our diet and to drink 2% milk and all this other stuff, when in fact I think it's more for profitability, because rather than ingesting whole foods and drinking whole dairy products and things like that, the people, the manufacturers, make a lot more money by taking the cream out of the milk and kind of just, you know, so that they can sell the parts and make more money than selling the whole product. And I think that we need to get back to eating butter and whole milk and whole foods, you know, complete foods, because that's the way they were made, and I think that's the way that we should be eating them, not, divvied up in parts.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Werner mentioned the Weston A. Price Foundation, and I believe that two people connected with it, Sally Fallon and Mary Enig, I hope I'm not misquoting here, I'm quite sure I'm right, they have been talking about that fats are not only not harmful but good for us for many, many years. And fats have gotten a bad rap. And, all of these terrible processed vegetable oils, oh, my goodness. And eggs have gotten a terrible rap. Turns out that they're not harmful the way you remember all this publicity about them being bad for us. They are a complete protein, and they're probably the least expensive protein, you know, that one can buy. So it's a shame that we're being fed all of this processed food, and boy, we're not doing so hot. You know?
Sure, and we're eating more grains than we used to, and the grains aren't harvested in the same way, and this is producing a lot of people who have bad reactions from the grains. They get if your body can't handle the gluten, you're going to have some problems in your gut.
And boy, isn't there a lot of gluten intolerance around these days?
Yes.
And there's a whole industry, by the way. You talk about food industry. There's a whole industry about making gluten-free foods. And lots of people are very grateful for them, actually.
Oh, yes. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yep.
We do have some other callers. Let's take Rosalie in Indiana. Rosalie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for the welcome. And, of course, I'm so grateful to know about you, Ms. Shopik. And I've gone to your website and read the reviews at Amazon for your book, and they're just spectacularly happy with it.
Rosalie, thank you. You're so sweet.
Oh, yes. And what you've been through, my God, and you too, dear Deanna. I wanted to bring up, if I could, our dear Russell Means. I think you might know he totally had inoperable throat cancer. And then about 2 months ago, he announced on air, on the interline, that he was cured. And that he said his wife, she knew of a healing method, but he didn't specify. I can't find anything online, and I wondered if you knew anything about that.
No,
it was inoperable throat cancer.
No, and I tell you what, write to me at Juliet Honest Medicine. I will try to research and find out, but you know, he might have been afraid to tell what it was on air.
Yeah, I got that impression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He might have been afraid to, so I might not find anything, Rosalie. Mm-hmm. It looks like you've looked too.
I have. It was very, like you said, very mysterious. The only thing he did announce is that he planned not to, of course, go through the operation, lose his tongue and all, the chemotherapy, you know, what that involves, he's 71, but that he would use Indian methods.
Right.
But you know, it's a shame that we can't share with others. Yes. It's a shame we have to be so secretive.
And they do have regular doctors that service the reservation, and they kind of compel these people to take all the vaccines and all the other typical medicines, but I'm glad that Russell has decided to use the old ways.
Well, thank you for letting me know why you have to be secretive, because they'll get you. The establishment doctors or whoever.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Rosalie, I hope if you read my book that you will write to me and tell me what you think of it.
Oh, I will. I did want to talk about myself a bit. I took a test, you know, one of those quizzes in the book, and I came out, do you do this, do you do that, that I was 7 years older than I needed to be.
Uh-oh.
So I'm trying to do the right thing. But, you know, when you think about the world and all this reared against us, you know, you try to stay on a healthful regime, but sometimes you feel like, oh, my goodness, it's not going to do any good anyway.
Oh, don't take that attitude.
I hear you so much. I hear you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, Rosalie, you're
bye-bye.
A delight.
All righty, let's take Richard in Washington.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to support the ketogenic diet, and you can go to Lorenzo's Oil, a movie.
Ah.
That tells about how it helped with the autism as well as the seizure problem. You need the oils, you need the fats, but what I wanted to mention is you have to have them in their natural state. One of the things that we don't often mention is the fact, and Werner touched on this with the microwaving, is the effect of heat on foods. Essentially, the fats need to be in their natural state. If you heat them above temperature, they essentially become oxidized and rancid, and that's what's happening, as was pointed out by the guest, that our canola oils and all the vegetable oils, essentially they're processed, so they're heated, and that essentially is creating a problem. There was a guy, Paul Kuchikoff, way back in the 30s, and he pointed out that if you heat any food past its critical temperature, essentially it challenges the body, especially the immune system. So you always have to be aware of heat. And the second thing is mineral balance. You always have to consider minerals as part of the absorption of the fats. You were talking about the grains. The grains, the gluten, essentially binds the minerals, and that upsets the mineral balance. You always have to really take that into consideration and be aware of that. And if you're talking, like you said, with your doctors and working out this program, be aware of the digestive impact of the minerals that you're taking into your body.
All
so is that
points.
Why a person has to have the ketogenic diet administered in the hospital?
You know, it's more because in the hospital because of getting the balance right, you know, and getting everything correct. Because there have been cases of somebody, well, one of the stories in Honest Medicine in my book, even the hospital administered it wrong and gave her the wrong thing, and she went into a terrible state. I forget if it was a coma or, but you know, it must be administered right in the beginning until they figure out the exact balance for each individual child. Then the dietitian can work with the mom and dad at home. You know, one of the people who wrote a chapter who it contributed to my book, Beth Zupik-Kanya, is a dietitian who works with Jim Abrams at the Charlie Foundation. She actually developed a system, you know, a computerized system where parents can be helped to find substitute foods. You know, say the dietitian says eat this and the parent doesn't have it in the house, they can substitute it with something else. So there's a lot out there to help parents, but the first step is in the hospital. And I'm so sad about that because, you know, I love to see things that people can do at home, but 90%, you know, they can do at home. So, but Richard was absolutely right. One thing about Lorenzo's Oil that I like, that movie, is it shows the impact parents can have, you know, that parents can do research, can do all of this. And Lorenzo had a very, I don't believe he had autism. He had a very, very rare disease, and you know, his parents were very, very good at finding the right oil for him. And unfortunately, Lorenzo did not get better. But loads of children, you know, he was too far along. But mm-hmm. Loads of kids have benefited from Lorenzo's oil, which makes me very happy.
Right.
You know, that
right.
Parents can find things. It's wonderful.
Right. Now, Richard talked about the heating foods up to beyond their point where they would be good for you. And I think this is true, speaking of oil, of certain oils. And there are oils like canola oil, which I think is pretty dangerous for you. I think it's taken from a plant that really shouldn't be using to create oil. I also don't use any corn oil because probably the corn that they are using to make corn oil is genetically modified, and so I stay away from that. What are your recommendations for oil? Or have you studied
okay.
this?
Well, you know, it's just I've been around. I do public relations also. My very first client was a nutritionist, so I did learn a lot. I'm not a nutritionist, but olive oil is supposed to be a better oil. And then there's the thing of omega-3s. We are very, very, very lacking our diet in omega-3 oils, which would be fish oil. But then you have the problem of fish, you know, that are contaminated. So you really, really have to, and also flaxseed oil and walnuts have omega-3s. But one thing that you'd have to get books on this and go online. There are certain brands that are better than others of all of these, you know, of all the different oils. So
sure.
You've got to watch out because just as, you know, this is buyer beware, and some people are putting out oils that may not be as good as others. So, you know,
right.
But basically omega-3s are really lacking, and I use a lot of olive oil.
Yeah, that's about the only oil that I use, plus butter.
Yep, yep.
Yep, I like butter and oil.
You know what? Butter is definitely, you remember the craze? I don't know if you're old enough, Deanna, to remember how everybody was recommending margarine? And
now, I've never used that.
Me neither. That's harmful.
It is.
You know, it's just awful. So, and there's still margarine on the market, and then all of these fake butters, and too bad, huh?
Yes. In fact, I have a PDF file attached to my radio schedule page about how margarine is made. One of our listeners provided that, and when you read that, you would never, ever, ever want to eat margarine on anything. I mean, it's awful. All righty, we do have other callers. Let's take E.T. in California. Welcome to the program. E.T., welcome to the program. I guess
Hello?
He's not. Yes, okay.
Hello, hi, Deanna. Hi, Ms. Shopik.
Hi there, E.T.
Good topic today. I love this topic, and it's great getting this great information. I have a question about the effect of demyelination. Do you know, are you familiar with that? And how, like, George H. Bush in 1991 said that this is going to be the decade of the brain, and how then also how, like, thimerosal and squalene in the vaccines is causing this demyelination, which is leading to autism, and like, what are the, like, we need fat, like, to cover our nerves for the nervous system, right? And fat in the brain, and the demyelination is, I don't know if you can talk about that at all.
Well, I may not be an expert on that, but I sure can tell you about a book that is, it's called Smart Fats, which might have been an unfortunate title. It's by a gentleman named Michael Schmidt, who is a researcher, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, I believe. And again, it's called Smart Fats, and it's talking about exactly what you're talking about, E.T. You know, that 60% of the brain is fat. And he talks about demyelination, and he talks about the good fats and the bad fats. And you're right, this is the age of this kind of thing. And you may very well, I have a feeling you are right about the thimerosal and all of that. But we do need fats, and we need good fats. You know, and not all this, but take a look at that book. I make you a bet that you can find used copies on Amazon.com. I hate to say, maybe for 1 cent and 2 cents. Have you ever seen that on Amazon, where you go into the used section?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful book.
I buy a lot of books that way.
Me too. So, but
can you repeat
that's a good
that title?
Book. Smart Fats.
Thank you. Yes.
So, and it's Michael Schmidt, and it's very readable, and, you know, I still refer to it.
Yes.
So if I don't know the answer to something, I like to be able to give you a source.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm interested. Thank you very much, and thanks for the great topic.
Thank you, E.T. I appreciate your call.
Yes. Okay.
All righty. Let's take Richard.
Yeah, to add to that book list, you may want to read the book Saturated Fat May Save Your Life by Bruce Fife. He actually contributes to that whole conversation. And what I wanted to point out one last thing was there's the Institute, the Price-Pottinger Foundation, and Mary Enig and Sally Fallon broke away from that for just the Price Fund, the Weston Price Foundation. If you go back to the Price-Pottinger Foundation, you can read about Pottinger's cats. And that's a whole study of the effects of heat on your food, as well as oils, as well as everything you're ingesting into your body. And that is a classic presentation of you know, why heat is something we always have to be careful of when we're thinking about diet and food intake.
Tell me about that presentation again, Richard. This is fascinating.
This is the Price-Pottinger Foundation, and Dr. Pottinger wrote a book called Pottinger's Cats.
Okay, got it.
And a quick synopsis, what he found was he had a sanitarium, and he was removing adrenals and then injecting adrenal
glandular material into the rats to see how much it took to get the effect for his patients. And all of his cats were dying. Well, he called out to the neighborhood, and there was such an influx of cats that he had to find a new source of food. And he found, like a butcher shop or a meatpacking company or whatever, and he started feeding them raw food. These cats didn't die. And then he went on to do an experiment, and he found not only did the raw food, a certain amount of raw food, there was a level at which it took place, approximately a third of the food had to be cooked before it started causing problems. He found it not only affected the animal over generations, and you were pointing out of Price's work about the generational effect of foods, it also affected the soil around him and the plants that were growing in that soil. So there's a whole effect of what heat does to the environment that we seldom take notice of.
All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. Richard, you're welcome to stay over the break to continue this conversation on the other side. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Our guest today has been Julia Shopik. She is a patient advocate. She is the author of Honest Medicine. It's a wonderful book. Her website is honestmedicine.com. And Richard was talking to us about cats that this doctor, Dr. Pettinger, was feeding raw food to. And I do cook food for my three cats. I get grass-fed beef and whatnot, but eating raw pork and some other wild game can also cause trichinosis. So, you know, we've all heard of these horror stories, and so it's kind of difficult to decide what to do.
Well, just to comment on that, what we have really lost is our digestive system. But if you have a good hydrochloric acid production, the trichinosis will never happen. There was a person, Agnes van der Plaats, wrote a book, We Want to Live. He ate tainted fish with actually active worms taking place, but he supplemented a little hydrochloric acid as well as his own hydrochloric acid. The hydrochloric acid will dissolve all the proteins and the worms won't survive. But if you're eating a lot of carbohydrates and cooked food, you kind of turn off your digestive system, and so that's why the primitive diet works for the primitive, but maybe in modern time it doesn't quite hold. But I wanted to mention two other tidbits for Julia. One is the Kellogg Report. This was a study done by Dr. Beasley and Jerry Swift, and they were supported by the Kellogg Foundation, the grain people, and what they found was the grains were actually causing the poor health. They were quickly removed from that, but he still published the book, and that is an excellent example of how modern diet has created a lot of the dis-ease patterns that we're now experiencing. The second thing, Werner mentioned this, and then I'll stay off the air, the actual title of the book was Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Dr. Price, and the classic presentation there was a family of native peoples, and the father of the family moved off the island halfway through his series of five children. And you can see the first child is almost perfect. They moved off the island. The second child is starting to show signs of disease patterns. The third child is almost completely, sick with disease patterns. And then you see the fourth child.
We are running out of time.
The fourth child is a little better, and the fifth child is almost back to perfect. That's because the person moved back to the island. Check out the Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. Great book. Thank you for the great show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
Okay. Julia, your thoughts.
My thoughts are that, on what Richard said, yes, grains can be. There's actually a book called Dangerous Grains out there. But I did want to tell you that you have some of the most intelligent listeners. This has just been a pleasure listening to them and talking with them. They're wonderful. And
they
so are you.
Your
question, I told you, some of your questions I'd never been asked before. So that's wonderful. Seriously. That is truly wonderful, because I think that a good interview is a conversation and not just a canned approach. So you're wonderful.
Well, thank you, and I hope we can do this again really soon.
Me too. I hope so. I would be delighted.
All righty. Thank you so much, Julia.
And thank you.
Thank you, listeners. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.